Bob Bell.
Making money in the Lord's service.
The Bob Bell Show.
Only on Joy 620.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
Guess what day it is, my friends?
Julie.
The camel walking down the hallway of your workplace says it's Wednesday.
Guess what day it is?
That's right. Crank it up, Miss Producer. Yeah.
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Was that not brilliant? What they did several years ago.
What day is it, Mike? Woo-hoo!
Sure.
It's brilliant.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
And everybody's so annoyed by it because he's so enthusiastic.
Guess what today is?
Sometimes, if you're the one in the house that's the most enthusiastic, you're going to be made fun of.
It's hump day.
That's brilliant. Anyway, 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock at Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Here in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County. Really, in Sevier County, it's from Smokies Park all the way up 66 to the Parkway and Pigeon Forge in Sevierville, past Dollywood, probably to about traffic light number 4 or 5, close to Ripley's Aquarium in Gatlinburg is where the signal goes. At that point, all signals go there to die. You can't. Now you take the app wherever you want to. WRJZ.com, take us on. They're listening to us in parts of Israel this morning, as they have for many years. We're thrilled. Our Israeli contingent, if you'd write us an email to bbell@wrjz.com, if you happen to be in another part of the country, we'd like to hear from you. You know, that'd be cool. I mean, just hey, Bob, I'm over here in Barbados. I listen to you here. I have that. We have at least a fairly strong contingency of people listening in Barbados. But they've got a good Christian station down there called Gospel 790. And it's now 97.5 as well. So the AM signal down there is 790 AM. Amplitude modulation. That's what that means. And then frequency modulation, line of sight, at 97.5 down there. In Barbados, 2,000 miles away. Anyway, we have listeners in parts of San Antonio, we've understood, where some friends had moved from Knoxville to San Antonio and just started listening, and they're up that early. So you understand, in San Antonio, it's 4:10 in the morning instead of 6:10. In Lexington, Kentucky, we have some listeners, and in Franklin, Kentucky. What's the capital of Kentucky? Do you know?
Lexington?
No.
Oh, God.
'Tis Franklin.
Oh.
It is a trick question. What's the capital of New York?
New York City.
Nope. Albany, New York.
I'm really failing this test, huh?
I mean, you have at least an excuse that you are originally from Kenya. There's a lot of the reason I did that. There's a lot of Americans don't know that. They don't know. I mean, I didn't know until I got in the eighth grade, and I went, oh. Because we were looking at the map, and we had to study the capitals of the United States.
Let me tell you a cool thing.
So, okay, cool thing.
Yeah, so
I love it.
I was at church the very first time we got here, and there was a question. It was like, how many states are in the United States? I didn't know, and I heard 50, and a little kid answered, there's 50 of them. I was like, well, that kid doesn't know how many states are here, because I didn't think that there were that many. And I was like, they're serious. There are 50 states in the United States.
It's a big place.
Yeah, it's a huge place.
The lower 48, then Alaska and Hawaii. Alaska was the 49th state, Hawaii 5-0. That's why they call it Hawaii
5-0.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
See there? You hang around here, Nathleen, you're going to learn something every day.
Yep.
I mean, I know we could learn a lot from you, but it's our pleasure to teach you. Now, this stuff is at least usable.
Most
of the information I have is completely useless. It's called trivia. It's called coming from Time Capsule, and it's time for Time Capsule, as a matter of fact.
Wish I had a time machine. Make myself go back. Time.
25th day of the year is here, 2022. 290 days remaining, Wednesday, March 16th. Today is the birthday of Leroy Ducrezy. That's what they called him in France. Leroy, not Leroy, but Leroy Ducrezy. His actual name, he was born when he was born. His actual name is Joseph Levitch. Still don't know who he is? His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Jerry Lewis. One of his first movies, way back when, was That's My Boy. A long, long time ago. He started teaming up with Dean Martin. But Jerry Lewis, the king of crazy, wow, ladies, just was awesome. Died back in 2016, I do believe. But Jerry Lewis was the real entertainer. His desire was to make people laugh. And with physical comedy and everything else that he had, he could do it with the best. 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock at Joy 620, Robert H. Goddard tested the first liquid fuel rocket on this date in 1926. Now, my mom always told me, if there's a Goddard anywhere, that they are somehow kin to me. Goddard. It's a German name. So I thought it was interesting. The rocket traveled for 2.5 seconds, covered 184 feet, the speed of 60 miles an hour at that time. It attained a maximum height of 41 feet. The Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland is named for him, Joseph Robert Goddard. The Ballad of Davy Crockett hit the airwaves on this date in 1955. Now listen to this one right here.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, and kilted him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king on the wild frontier.
Now there's some culture for you. Back in the 1950s, the Ballad of Davy Crockett became famous because Disney showed the Ballad of Davy Crockett.
He made himself a legend forevermore.
And you've got the most politically incorrect line you could ever think about. Born on the mountaintop in Tennessee.
Lost his love.
Yeah, raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Do you know what a bar is? A bear. Killed him a bar when he was only three. How mean of him to kill a bear. What they didn't say was the bear was going to kill him. I mean, yeah. And it's legend, by the way. Davy Crockett, Bill Hayes is the guy who sang that, was number one spot on the pop music charts on this date in 1955. And on this date, in 1963, Peter, Paul, and Mary released the single Puff the Magic Dragon. Through the years, controversy continually surrounded the song. By the way, do you know this song was banned by several radio stations whose management figured out that the song was...
Pop the magic dragon.
Well, it was about the illicit joys of smoking marijuana.
And frolicked in the autumn.
Puff, get it?
In a land called Honolulu.
See, now there's stuff you've learned. Little Jackie Paper.
Rascal Pop.
The group denied this startling assumption. It's about a magic dragon named Puff, they said. No, I mean, that's what... And I... What do you think? 865-342-5620. Being from the background I came, which was pretty drug-induced, frankly, I just assumed it was marijuana. But anyway, I wasn't around back in 1963. I was only 1 year old. But later on, as I heard the song... replayed, I thought, well, that's obviously about smoking dope. But they claim up and down, no, it's not. It's about a magic dragon. It's okay. Paul Horning, the golden boy, and Alex Karras, the guy who punched a horse in the movie Blazing Saddles, were reinstated in the NFL after an 11-month suspension on this date in 1964. They were suspended for betting on football. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. Iraqi ruler Saddam Hussein warned that if Iraq were attacked on this date in 2003, He would take the war anywhere in the world, wherever the sky, land, and water are. And then, of course, they found him eventually in a spider hole and dug him out and put him on trial and convicted him. And, well, he received his due reward. Anyway, James Madison, fourth president of the United States, was born on this date in 1751. Hanny Youngman, comedian known for Take My Wife, Please. You know, that's his joke. Hey, take my wife, for instance, please. Hanny Youngman was born on this date in 1906. I didn't realize this. He was in Goodfellas. As I said, Joseph Levitch was born on this date in 1926. That's Jerry Lewis. And Betty Johnson, the singer of I Dreamed, is 93 today. Oh, yeah, she's still with us. Dream on? Dream on. Listen to her.
I dreamed that I was Queen of France and at a royal palace dance. I waltzed all night with the Prince of Timbuktu.
I kind of like that.
He praised my beauty to the skies. And when
that's
I
pretty good.
Into his eyes, I realized the prince looked just like you.
There's a lot of rhyming right there.
I dreamed that I was Queen of Spain, sailing on the bounding main when a lofty pirate ship hove into view.
More coming back from the time capsule in just a few moments of the Bob Bell Show. Traffic and weather together coming up.
I let him hold me because he looked like you.
Working out our spiritual muscles.
Cheaper than a gym membership, and you actually use it.
The Bob Bell Show.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
Bojangles and you dance for you. In worn out shoes.
Now, the singer you're hearing was born Paul Crosby. He changed his name to Jerry Jeff Walker. He turns 80 today. On the celebrity birthday list, Joy 620 WRJZ.
Jump so high, jump so high.
Jerry Jeff Walker was a prolific songwriter. And I'm telling you, man, he made a lot of friends in different genres of music.
Mr. Bo.
So, you know, that's one of the things you remember.
Mr. Bojangles.
He died in October 23, 2020 in Austin, Texas. I remember that. Jerry Jeff Walker. Meanwhile, glad to have you along as we move through today. Happy birthday would go out to Eric Estrada, who turns 73 today from Chips, the television series. Oh, yeah. Eric Estrada had the best teeth in Hollywood. He had the best smile. Oh, I'm telling you, man. And he was a heartthrob. Oh. Every lady that I knew in the late 70s and the early 80s was in love with Eric Estrada. That smile. But anyway, he turned 73 today. He was also in Twisted Justice, Caged Fury, but most people don't even remember that stuff. They just remember Chips. CHIPS stands for California Highway Patrol, in case you didn't know. So there you go. Just learning. 624, Joy 620, WRJZ. Happy birthday goes out to Tim Kang. Tim is one of the actors in the latest rendition of Magnum P.I. that started back in 2018. And oddly enough, Magnum P.I. 2018 sounds a lot like the theme music from 1982. When Tom Selleck was Magnum P.I., but Tim Kang, Magnum P.I. 2018, he also starred in The Mentalist. He turns 49, by the way. He also starred in Third Watch, in Rambo 2008, which was a movie, and Mr. Green, which was a movie. Happy birthday goes out, number 46, to Paul Schneider of Parks and Recreation. How many of y'all watched Park and Recreation? Parks and Rec. Anybody ever binge-watched it? My daughter binge-watches that from time to time. Parks and Rec is one of her favorites, along with The Office. So Paul Schneider is 46 today. Also starred in Flowers of War and The Baby Makers, and Bright Star, much, much more. And ladies and gentlemen, from Baywatch, Brooke Burns turns 44 today on the celebrity birthday list. Yes, the all-important television series about rescuing people in distress out of the ocean on the beach. Some people will say that the only reason people watched it was for the bathing suits and everything. Don't listen to them. No, it was
just so much more.
It was so much objectifying of women is what it was. It was, well, then there was, the great acting that was there.
Right, how can you forget about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. If you're a big Baywatch fan, you just got offended and you're okay. It's going to be all right. 626 at Joy 620, WRJZ, and that's the time capsule for today. Later on, our pastor of the week, Dwayne Curry, will be in studio with us from Woodlawn Christian. We're right here. Good to have you along. We've got lots of things going on. The University of Tennessee basketball team has left for Indianapolis, where they will play against Longwood tomorrow, 2:45 in the afternoon, in the beginning of the NCAA tournament. That's the official March Madness. That's what they call it. That is their phrase, not ours. You know, we don't use that for money and all that kind of stuff. And we don't do the betting boards around here. That's something we don't do. We don't do the gambling. We don't advertise DraftKings and FanDuel and all that stuff, where 24-year-old boys lose all their money. And I say boys. If you're a younger dude and you happen to stop by this platform and you're listening for some reason at 6:27 in the morning and you're gambling, I'm calling you out. Just man to man, can I call you out just as an older guy? I'm not stomping on you. You go do what you want to. You're an adult. You do what you want to, but you're a boy. You ain't acting like a man. You're not taking responsibility. You're throwing away money. What money's mine? I work for it. Okay. God gave you everything you needed to be able to work for your money. The intelligence, the wherewithal, the body, everything else that you work to make your money, he gives you. And, you know, just like I used to do when I was in my early 20s especially, I threw away a lot of my money on alcohol and drugs. So I beseech you, don't throw it away on gambling. And the allure is so fun. Oh, it's harmless, isn't it? Do you know how many people get hooked on gambling? It's uncanny. Sometimes it only takes a win or two to get you hooked. The next thing you know, you're losing everything. Why do you think those beautiful, opulent hotels and gambling casinos exist in Las Vegas, and it costs a bunch of money to build them? Because they're using your money. That's why. And they are opulent, and they're gorgeous and beautiful and big and huge and gold. And, yeah. I'm just saying, don't get caught. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Save up a little at a time. Put it away for a rainy day. Doesn't sound exciting, but it works correctly. It's eternal, and it's the right way to do it. So there's my challenge to you. If you're a 24-year-old young man, I just called you out. Love you. I wouldn't even bother to call you out if I didn't love you. Anyway, there you are. I picked 24 out of the sky. It could be 23, 22, 21, 20. They're all a bunch of them are gambling because it's all legal now. So 6:30, half past the hour. Time now for the latest in news. Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County at 99.5, all over the world at WRJZ.com. This newscast is brought to you by my good friends at Fleet Tire on Woodland Avenue. Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue, the place where the Bells get their tires.
These are the adventures of the Bob Bell Show.
Was that sarcasm?
Okay, back to the show.
Joy 620.
WRJZ.
And even though this stuff's all well and good.
From Paducah, Kentucky.
But ask myself, what about the change?
The one and only Stephen Curtis Chapman.
What about the grace?
Yeah.
What about forgiveness? What about a life that's show?
At WRJZ.com is my, well, it's my email address. And Scott's already written in this morning, and he's right. Good morning. I might be misunderstood or might have misunderstood you this morning. Did you say Franklin was the capital of Kentucky? Did I say Franklin? Uh-oh. That's wrong. It's Frankfort. Franklin's in Middle Tennessee. It's Frankfort, Kentucky. It's not Lexington, though. I got that part right. But for some reason, I said Franklin because it was already on my mind. Scott, you are right this morning. No, you didn't misunderstand. I actually did say Franklin. So Frankfort is the capital of Kentucky. It's interesting. The number 865-342-5620, 865-342-5620. Here at Joy 62, you know I did it, didn't I? 29 years of being here, I still sometimes will say Joy 62. It's been Joy 620 for over 20 years. Joy 62. This is when I first started listening. That's what it was. Anyway, beautiful day out there. It's going to be nice because we got rain. Don't you just love the rain? It's Wednesday, which means we also have our Pastor of the Week coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Also, we got a chance for you to win. We're going to play Hollywood Square with the pastor a little bit later on as we talk a little bit about his ministry and what's going on, all of that. There we are. And I'm writing an email just to say, hey, Scott, you are right. Thanks for the clarification. And I'm telling you, I appreciate that. It's 865-342-5620. I'm trying to sit here. Where did my producer go? She went somewhere. Okay. Anyway, couple of things going on. In the next several weeks, you're going to hear some little subtle changes here at Joy 620. It's good. It's all good. I like it. Now, one of the changes, people say, where's Dave Clabo? He's on vacation this week. It's spring break. Phil Arlinghouse is filling in and doing the news. Of course, we started Fox News a few weeks ago at the first of this month. And that's to keep you up with what's going on around the world. Some would argue, well, it's a lot of negative. No, it's just a quick morning blip. And the blips are only about a minute long to make sure that you know what's going on around the world. But then we move on with the business of helping you grow in the faith. That's what we're all about. And I was saying earlier on as I was listening to Erwin Lutzer, and I'm not going to play that soundbite yet till probably the second hour. But Erwin was talking about the fact that we have, over the last 50 to 55, 60 years, conditioned a lot of our children in school to believe that somehow they're a product of an accident. I mean, it's almost like it's irrefutable. You can't possibly argue against it. You're just not allowed to. You're just not allowed to think another way, said all these wonderful, open and honest, I really want to know your valued opinion. No, no, they don't. What they want to say is that you're nothing more than amoeba poop. In other words, you're a product of 4.6 billion years of accidents. And so when many of our children have gotten conditioned to believe that or to be taught that, guess what happens? Over a period of time, they start acting like they're nothing more than a period of accidents or a product of accidents, a product of a series of accidents. One after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. Accidents all over the place. From Joy 620, WRJZ, it is our contention that we're to teach the biblical worldview. The biblical worldview says that you were created in the Imago Dei. I'm trying to ask my pastor if I said that right. Did I say it right, Pastor? He said yes, that's okay. He would say the Imago Dei. I would say the Imago Dei, the image of God. Regardless of who you are, where you come from, you're created in the image of God. So we will we will take care of that. 641, the number is open at 342-5620, 865-342-5620. What I said earlier, though, was interesting because we're talking about, we're really talking about curmudgeon response. I accuse myself of being a curmudgeon because sometimes I get curmudgeonist. I don't even know if that's a word. But sometimes I feel like that. That I still long for some of the things of the 70s and 80s. Things that I grew up with, things that I saw other people grow up with. sometimes more pleasant times. By the way, one of those things is just common courtesy. My mom had this saying, I don't know where she got it, and it's kind of weird. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Please lift up the duck tail and give me some peas. I don't know what that means, except she was teaching me to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Yes, sir, and no, sir. Do you realize that to some people these days, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir, could actually be considered misogynistic, could actually be considered offensive, could actually be considered bad? You know, if I were to teach my grandson to say yes, sir, and no, sir, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, is that awful? Is that a terrible thing? Does that somehow make him subservient? Does that somehow make him less than? So, it's something I want to know. So what do you miss from the 70s and 80s, if anything? The number 865-342-5620. Some of you, many of you, were born in the 80s. Some of you were born in the 90s. Some of you were born in the late 90s. Very late 90s. Anyway, welcome to Joy 6. Some of you were born in the 2000s. 6:43, 17 minutes now away from 7 o'clock at Joy 620. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to have today's edition of You've Got to Be Kidding. But we got rain moving in. Please be careful out there, ponding and puddling on the roadways. You know, our ground's already saturated from all the snow we had back on Saturday. So with all the snow melting into the ground, you got immediate puddling and runoff and everything else. Just watch what you're doing. Back off the person in front of you. How about you leave a little sooner? I'll sound like an old man. Hey, don't tailgate, okay? Back off. 6:45, traffic and weather together coming up. By the way, weather brought to you in part by our good friends at Beatty Chevrolet. Right down north, I love those people. On North Cedar Bluff, you go there and just say that you heard it here on the Bob Bell Show. And tell Stosh I said hi. Would you do that? Did somebody get hungry again? We had that frying bacon again. How about that?
Why are you always cooking?
I don't know. I like bacon. That's what it is. Bacon, 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 bacon. Joy 620 WRJZ.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods.
We have the pastor of the week with us. We're going to put him with his headphones on. Yes. That is the one and only Dwayne Curry, who is the minister at Woodlawn Christian Church. Woodlawn Christian, located in beautiful South Knoxville. I know exactly where you are. I've driven by that so many times, though, on Woodlawn, oddly enough. Right?
Yes.
It's on Woodlawn Avenue.
Woodlawn Pike.
Woodlawn Pike, that's what it's called.
South Knoxville.
I keep getting mixed up with Woodland Avenue, which is out there where Fleet Tire is.
Yeah, and there's a Woodland Avenue Baptist Church, and people call.
They call looking for
you? Yes, yes. They probably get calls looking for us. So.
That's okay. But before we get into your segment, which is after the top of the hour, is it okay if we have a little fun?
Sure.
All right. I didn't know if being a ministerial type, if you would like we prefer not to have fun here. That's not good to have fun. Don't smile.
Well,
but that doesn't appear to be you.
No. And I was in youth ministry for over 20 years, so.
Yeah, you have no choice.
Yeah.
You ate a lot of pizza, too.
Yes, too much.
I know how it is. I took a group of eighth grade boys in a small group at that time from like their eighth grade all the way to their senior year. And that's when I retired from youth small groups anyway. I wasn't in youth ministry as a pastor, but I did attend to those 13 to 15 guys. And it was neat to watch them grow up and what they did after that. And all. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, 6:51 at Joy 620. All right, we do a little thing called, especially on Wednesdays, it's called You've Got to Be Kidding.
Are you kidding me, man?
What, are you kidding me?
You're kidding. You got to be kidding me.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, are you kidding me?
You're kidding.
I think I saw a video of this in Florida.
I stay out too late.
A school swim team was trying to practice.
That's what people say.
And the next thing you know, haters were going to hate. Oh, they did.
I go on too many days.
Their swim team practice was delayed when students discovered the pool was already occupied by an alligator. That'd make me swim faster. You reckon the coach
set some records?
That's a record. The coach put him in there. Lake County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that deputies responded to Monteverde Academy on a report of an alligator crashing the swim team practice and refusing to vacate the pool voluntarily. So, did they talk to the alligator and try to reason? I know that you like water, and I feel that. And I want to be sensitive to the fact that you like water, and that you would like to swim in our swimming pool. But we would be ever so grateful if you would exit the swimming pool so that we may practice. And then after we practice, you may come back into the swimming pool. How does that sound? That's how some people talk to their kids these days. Do I sound like a curmudgeon? I do. The deputies used the safety hook to pull the three-footer. Alligator closer to the edge of the pool where it was grabbed by another deputy because he's done this before. And it's, do you get extra paid, though, if you do that? That's my question. If you grab an alligator with your bare hands, I don't care if he is 3 foot. If you grab him and put him in a sack and carry him away and, you know, release him in a nice place, don't you get extra pay for that? Shouldn't you be commissioned?
Some kind of hazard pay.
I would think so. Yeah. A house listed for $979,000 in the, as we say down here, the Detroit suburbs, it's drawing attention online for an unusual feature. It has a toilet that is an actual throne. So when they say, they mean that they go into the throne. Yes. The St. Clair Shores house is nicknamed the House of Charm in honor of its original resident, Edith Fern Melrose, television and radio host known as the Lady of Charm. The home listed for $979,000 by Tom Fincham. Of course, now, these days, a house that's $979,000 could be 2,000 square feet, you know? I mean, the way house prices have gone crazy. The Community Choice Realty features 5 bathrooms, but one is drawing all the attention for its toilet. It's a high-backed wooden seat that resembles a throne. So there. The toilet features a candle holder, which makes sense, right? The house also includes an unusual bathtub on wheels. A bathtub on wheels. You know, first time I saw a bathtub on wheels, I was watching the Monkees way back. Hey, where the Monkees? And then they had a bed on wheels, and I thought that was really cool. The house also includes an unusual bathtub on wheels previously listed for $1.2 million. Oh, so what it was $1.2 million, and they dropped the price. Hey, $979,000. It's on sale. Come and get it. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, there's a couple who applied to have a massive vegetable named Doug, D-U-G, like you dug it up. Like Doug, like, was it Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber,
right.
VeggieTales, right? Well, this is Doug, D-U-G, dug it up.
It's well done.
I like that. It was recognized the world's heaviest potato by Guinness World Records. According to DNA test, it had a shocking result. It is not a potato. I did not know that. Colin and Donna Craig Brown, who unearthed the 17.4-pound object from their Waikato farm in August 2021, said Guinness World Records requested a sample of Doug for DNA testing as part of their record applications. Standard, that's what they do. And when they did that, the sample tested by Science and Advice for Scottish Agriculture, SASA, and the examination revealed Doug, the spud, was actually a tuber of type of gourd. Tuber, T-U-B-E-R. Did not know that. I'm disappointed, but he's still Doug, they said. It's not the biggest potato, but it's an awful big gourd. Colin Craig Brown told the news organization over there, it's been a real roller coaster ride to have the potato drama or potato-rama. We hope the roller coaster eyes wide open and enjoyed the ride. in this last twist. Craig Brown speculated that Doug might have been the result of a seedling he purchased that may have been crossbred with a gourd and a cucumber. There you go. But Mr. Craig Brown said, I'm just trying to rationalize it all. It's like he's in mourning. Coming up on 658 at Joy 620 WRJZ, Dennis Moore of Aiden, North Carolina, walked into a store to buy lemonade. Anyway, he walked out with $250,000 from a scratch-off lottery ticket. Moore's a 36-year-old machine operator told lottery officials that something pushed him to buy a lottery ticket. So he settled on $5, which is 20 times the cash scratch-off ticket. I had to turn the light on in my truck to make sure I was seeing it right. I was so happy my hands started shaking. Moore collected his prize. It says $5. Oh, $5. $5 20 times. All right. The bonus is it adds up to $146,402 after state and federal taxes are taken out. Moore said he'll use the money to buy a new house for himself and his two children. The 20 times cash scratch-off ticket was started in February. Yeah. I don't believe in gambling, though. Don't do it. Look, you know what Dave Ramsey said one day? And I thought, this makes a lot of sense. He said, look in the line of people who are buying scratch-off tickets at the mini-mart. Are any of them driving a brand-new Mercedes? No. It's not how they got wealthy. That's why. Anyway, just a thought. Food for thought. Yes. You lay money side to side. Oh, Aunt, consider the sluggard. Because he's going to starve come summertime. He's going to starve in the winter. But the wise ant, he stores up while it's still summer. Right? Coming up on 7 now, Joy 620, WRJZ, Knoxville, time for the latest in news. We'll have Fox News first, an update from around the world. And then, of course, local news headlines. Phil Arlinghouse sitting in for Dave Clabo this week. Phil will have the local news brought to you by Fox Toyota in Clinton, exit 122 off I-75 North. And they also sponsor Today's Word, like our Woodlawn Christian Church. That's our Today's Word Church this week. You'll hear them Sunday from 3 to 4 in their worship service right here at Joy 620 WRJZ, brought to you by Fox Toyota.